You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is planning on introducing safer speed limits around schools as part of its broader program tackling unsafe speeds around the country. I spoke with Julianne Genta, Associate Minister of Transport, about the proposed changes and broader goals of the Road to Zero Road Safety Strategy Plan. She begins by explaining the changes being introduced around schools.
We are trying to make it easier for there to be safe and appropriate speed limits outside schools. So it's really about making sure that kids have the freedom and independence to get around under their own steam and especially getting to school. So the new maximum speed limit around urban schools on urban streets will be 40 kilometers an hour. The default will be 30, but there'll be some schools for which 40 makes more sense. And outside schools that are in rural areas on high-speed 100K roads, the maximum speed limit during school drop-off and pickup will be 60 kilometers an hour.
What time would these restrictions operate?
Well, it'll depend on the school. I mean, obviously, when there's really fast speed, you know, fast traffic, 100K road or 50K busy arterial, we would expect the changes to be variable and only apply during school drop-off and pickup. But on those quieter, more residential streets, we would expect there to be traffic calming and engineering changes that make it permanently 30 kilometers an hour.
In some areas, I've seen that the speed limit is already variable, so it already drops to around 40 during peak hours. Is this legislation to ensure that all school areas follow this?
Yep, that's right. At the historically, it's been difficult for schools and communities to get safer speeds outside school gates, so it's been about 20% of schools currently have the 40 kilometer an hour variable speed limits. So this will just make it the new normal.
Why was this not already in place everywhere, as some schools already have this variable speed?
Basically, there were a lot of bureaucratic hoops to jump through to apply for it, and now we've just reversed the process. So the default expectation is that you'll have lower speed limits around the school, and if you want to apply to be at 40, then you can. And if you want to have, if variable is the right solution, then you'll have variable. But basically, it's just, although it's extremely popular and, you know, 94% of AA members said they support slower speed limits around schools, the previous government didn't do the work on this. So we're expecting the rule changes that allow this to happen to be complete by the middle of 2020, and then for the more appropriate speeds to be phased out to 40% of schools in the first 3 years.
You've already touched on this a bit, but what are the main motivations or reasons behind this change?
It's just about making sure that kids have that freedom and independence that previous generations walked and cycled to school. Kids have lost that ability because of busy, fast-moving, dangerous traffic, and we want to give them that independence again.
Are there studies or just evidence in general of the benefits that lower speed limits bring?
Yeah, there are huge benefits to safer speed limits and enabling kids to walk, cycle, or use a scooter to get to school. You obviously have reduced risk of serious injury or death. You also have greater levels of physical activity, which bring health benefits and learning benefits to children.
And do you think that there could be some possible pushback from any areas of the public?
So far, we've had really widespread support. I think people understand that kids need to have that ability to move around on their own, that it's not helping anyone to have higher speed limits, which then just lead to kids being dropped off in cars, which creates more congestion. And it means that kids don't get that ability to be free.
So it's to help with mobility and also congestion around school as well as safety.
Well, I'd say the main motivator is around kids and their well-being and their ability to be independent and healthy and safe. But a definite side benefit would be reduced congestion if we can really dramatically increase the number of kids who are walking and cycling to school.
Besides these speed changes around schools, what other priority actions form part of the Road to Zero road safety strategy?
Well, other changes that we announced last week include a new approach to safety cameras, which means that they'll be very well signposted. And these are cameras that, issue automatic infringements if people are speeding. But the goal of them and of the signposting is to make sure that people really understand where they are, and so they drive at a safer speed and they're motivated to change their behavior so that we have fewer people dying or being seriously injured on our roads. And that's also been well supported by the AAA. We also announced a new approach to speed management, which is going to line up basically with our three-year transport infrastructure plans that regional councils and the NZTA develop. So develop speed management plans that'll just make it easier for communities to get appropriate speed limits, and also to see where we're investing in infrastructure to make roads safer.
With the safety cameras, do you think that people understand that speed cameras are actually there for safety in high-risk areas and not to try catch out speeding?
Yeah, well, that's the goal in our new change to the policy of saying they're going to be really well signposted. We're going to have more safety cameras, and we're going to target them to the most dangerous parts of the network where it's high risk. And this has been really demonstrated in other countries like Sweden to have had a really positive impact in terms of driver behavior and reduced deaths and serious injuries.
And I guess this comes at a good time, because our road toll has been quite high this year.
Actually, it's down this year compared to last year and the year before. So basically, it was increasing from 2013 to 2017. 2018 was about the same level as 2017. And then this year, so far, it's down about 10 to 12%, which on fatalities. But serious injuries haven't dropped as much. But I think this has been the government's real focus on road safety is starting to have an impact, but we obviously have to do much more, because over 300 people have lost their lives on our roads this year, and that's not acceptable.
The proposed legislation is set to come in around mid-2020.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.